You're listening to the Absolutely Positively Podcast. Hi, I'm Larry James, and today I want to tackle the subject of being persistent. Persistence is so very important in being successful in anything in life. I mean, think about it. If you're not persistent in something, if you don't do something continuously, then there is no success, only to the level where you stop being persistent. If you continue to be persistent, you'll continue to have great success. So we're going to talk about persistence real briefly here. And one of the things I found about persistence is you have to be emotional about it. I mean, you have to be 100% emotional. I get calls all the time from people who have great ideas for podcasts, for instance. And they'll call me and say, hey man, I want to start a podcast. I want to do this. I want to do that. How soon can we start? I give them a date. I give them a time. But because they lost the emotion of starting that podcast, they never move forward. Life happens, distractions happen, things come up, and they're not as emotional as they was on the day that they called me. Taught me a lesson. Get the check up front. Secondly, about being persistent is, if you want to be successful, you're going to have a daily habit. You're going to have to do what you are persistent with. You're doing it daily. You are doing it every day. For instance, when I started working out back in September sometime, right? I had to first set a goal. And the way I set my goal was I set it from where I want to see myself in the shape of my body, in the form of my weight and all those good things of health and all that, right? And so I knew that I had to have some sort of routine, some sort of daily habit to get there. I knew that if I continued in the path that I was in, you know, stopping at Dunkin' Donuts and having a donut and a vanilla macchiato every day, that it would defeat the goal that I had in mind. So because I had a goal, I like to call it reverse engineering. I set my goal and then I worked my way back to the first day. And from that first day on, I worked my way towards my goal. And I'm starting to see results. I feel better. My blood pressure is down. I've lost some weight. And I'm gradually getting to the place where I want to be. But guess what I had to do? I had to do something on a daily basis. Same way in business. You have to find that passion, what you're emotional about in business. And then you want to do something daily towards your business. If it's just meditating on the business, if it's going into the office, if it's calling, if it's sending out emails, whatever kind of business you are, if it's making products or whatever you do, you want to do that thing consistently. And you'll have great success because you're doing it every day and you're being persistent about it and you're being emotional about it. There's nothing wrong being emotional, men. There's nothing wrong being emotional, ladies, because that emotion drives you to be successful. And then finally, what I've learned is compounding. When you finally find that passion, when you finally get that consistency going, and you finally get those daily habits moving, you're going to be compounding your efforts. Back to Dunkin' Donuts. I'll go in there and I'll get a donut and a hot chocolate or a vanilla macchiato, right? And hey, the first day, I didn't see the pounds pounding up, you know, catching up to me. Second day, third day, fourth day, 1 week, 2 months, 3 months goes by. And now I'm starting to notice it's starting to compound around my waist. Just like an investment. You start putting $10 a day in something that's compounding interest. After a while, after 10 years or so, you're going to see how that little $10 has compounded to $1 million because it's something you've done every day and you gain interest on it. That's what, how you want to run your business. You want to do it compounding. You want your business to compound. You want it to grow. You want it to flourish. But the only way you can do that, folks, is by being persistent. Persistence pays off. Well, this is Larry James with Absolutely Positively Podcast. Hope to see you soon. I hope I am being persistent in my Absolutely Positively Podcast. Next time,